This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be talking all about PPC advertising in 2024.
Sounds good.
And I know what you're thinking, PPC. Like, why would I care about this? That's just for marketing people, right?
Right.
But actually, I think that knowing about PPC can give you a real edge, even if you aren't running ads.
Yeah.
Because it's basically understanding the language that companies are using to try to get our attention online.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So today we're going to be going beyond the basics. Like, we're not going to be talking about what is PPC.
Yeah.
We're going to be dissecting an article called PPC Budgeting and Bid Management in 2024, Best Practices for Efficiency.
Okay.
So we're going to be going deep on, like, why is a solid PPC strategy so crucial? You know, like, what are the things that we need to consider when we're setting a budget? And we're going to be talking about some, like, really clever, I think, bid management techniques.
Oh, I like clever.
Yeah.
I like efficient.
Efficient, yeah. Who doesn't?
Oh, hey, let's do it.
So, yeah, I mean, the online world is, like, super competitive these days.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, how can, I guess, a really good PPC campaign, like, help you stand out?
Well, I think that it can help cut through all that noise, you know, and, like, really connect with your audience. But the key thing is it's not about spending the most money.
Oh, okay.
It's about spending it the right way.
Okay. So, I mean, this article goes right into, you know, we need to set clear goals before we even think about a budget.
Yeah.
And this might seem kind of obvious, but I bet a lot of people just, like, skip this step.
Oh, tons. Yeah, so many people do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just kind of jump right in.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's like setting off on a road trip without any destination. Oh, you're just going to be wasting your time and your gas, basically. So in the world of PPC, your goals, they're like that roadmap.
Okay.
You know, so do you want more traffic? You want more leads? Do you want more sales?
Mm-hmm.
Each one needs a different approach.
Okay. So we've got our goals. That's the foundation. And then comes the budget, which I think a lot of people, that's what makes them nervous.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But this article says that, like, before you even think about your budget, you have to do keyword research.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious, how do those two connect?
So keyword research is basically like, what are the words and phrases that people are using when they're looking for stuff that you offer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And depending on how much competition there is for those keywords, you know, and how many people are searching for them, that is going to, like, really directly impact your budget.
Okay.
So, you know, if it's something that's, like, really high volume and there's tons of competition, it's probably going to cost a lot, you know, to rank well. So it's like where knowing your audience and knowing how they, like, search online, that's where that's, like, super important.
So it's not just, like, picking any old keyword. It's like you got to be really strategic.
Right.
To figure out, okay, which ones are actually going to give me, like, the most for my money.
Yeah, the most bang for your buck. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
You got to know your audience, right? And you got to know, like, what they want. And this article also, it says you got to look at past campaigns. You got to use that historical data. Okay. And this is, like, the thing that people forget about.
So it's kind of like ignoring your bank statements.
Exactly.
And hoping for the best, right?
Exactly.
But I guess, how can we use, like, I don't know, our old campaigns to actually make a better budget?
So it's all about feedback, right? So you want to go back, you want to look at, like, you know, click-through rates, conversion rates, all those fun acronyms, and you want to figure out, like, what went well, what didn't go well, and are there, like, any patterns there?
Okay.
Right? So maybe, like, you had, like, a certain ad copy that people just, like, loved, or, like, a specific time of day where you got the best results.
Right.
So you can use that to, like, really refine your strategy and make sure you're spending your money where it counts.
Okay. So understanding, like, what's happened in the past helps us plan for the future.
Exactly.
Okay. But this all sounds, like, kind of overwhelming.
Well, right.
Like, how do we keep up with all this? Like, managing bids and all this stuff, it just seems like a lot.
Well, luckily, technology exists.
Okay.
So we can use automation to take some of that, like, work off our plates.
Okay.
So this article, it mentions, like, automated bidding strategies. Like, there's one called Target CPA.
Okay.
And there's another one, Maximize Conversions.
Okay, tell me more.
So Target CPA, that one's really good if you have a specific number in mind of, like, how much you want to spend to get a new customer.
Good.
So let's say, like, you only want to spend, like, $50, right, to get a new customer, the algorithm will automatically like adjust your bids to try and hit that target.
Okay.
Now, maximize conversions, that's all about getting as many conversions as possible
okay.
within the budget that you set. So it's really good if your goal is just like volume. Right. Like you want to get as many people as possible, even if like the cost fluctuates a little bit.
Okay. So target CPA is about like keeping those costs
yeah.
in check.
Controlling it.
And maximize conversions is all about like
getting as many as you can.
Just getting those numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, so choosing between those two would depend on what you're trying to do.
Yeah. What are your business goals?
Yeah.
Or your risk tolerance?
Okay. I mean, this is making me realize that, like, there are so many things that you can tweak.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to a PPC campaign. Like, it's not just about, oh, here's some money, show my ads.
Nope.
It's, like, a lot more strategic than that.
It's about finding those right people.
Yeah.
And getting in front of them.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think the article really gets into, like, that. Audience targeting.
Okay.
Segmentation. It's all about, like, laser focus.
Okay.
You don't want to be just, like, shouting your message to everyone.
Yeah.
You want to refine it to reach the people that are most likely to care about what you're offering.
It kind of reminds me of those like creepy ads that follow you around.
Oh yeah.
After you've like looked at something online.
Yeah.
Which can be kind of annoying.
Right.
But I mean, they work.
But they do work.
So clearly, you know, something's working there.
It's because they're using the data, right?
Yeah.
To like really refine that targeting and make it a more like personal experience. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, you can like segment your audience based on like demographics or their interests, even like what they've done online in the past.
Right.
To make sure your ads are being seen by like the right people at the right time.
Okay. So it's all about being like super strategic.
Strategic. Yeah.
And delivering the right message to the right person at the right time.
Exactly. And that brings us to ad scheduling.
Okay.
Which the article also talks about.
I'll be honest, I haven't really thought too much about ad scheduling.
Oh, interesting.
Like, why is timing so important?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
You wouldn't, like, run an ad for coffee during prime time.
Okay.
When everyone's getting ready for bed.
Okay.
You know? You want to catch people when they're, like, most likely to be thinking about your product.
Yeah.
Right? So ad scheduling, it lets you control when those ads are shown. Taking into account, like, you know, time zones, what people's work schedules are,
yeah.
even, like, peak online activity, all that good stuff.
So it's just another thing that you can, like, kind of tweak and adjust.
Oh, yeah.
To get, like, the best, the best performance.
It's like it's another lever.
Yeah.
To pull.
This is, like, I'm realizing there's, like, a lot to this.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, much more complicated than I originally thought.
It can be.
And the article also mentions that we need to, like, keep an eye on what our competitors are doing.
Oh, always.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you were, you know, in a mall or something.
Right.
And you're like looking at the other stores being like, what are they doing?
Yeah. What are they selling?
Get customers in.
Yeah. Are they doing a sale?
Yeah.
Are they, what's their window display look like?
Yeah, exactly. So we can like learn from them.
Learn from them. Yeah.
And see like, are they doing something that's working really well?
Exactly.
And then also see, like, what are they doing that's not working so well?
Right.
So we can avoid making those same mistakes.
Exactly. So, you know, you can look at their ad copy.
Okay.
You can look at how they're bidding. You can even, like, peek at their landing pages.
Ooh, sneaky, sneaky.
Just to kind of get some ideas and refine your own approach.
Yeah. Okay. But I feel like we've, like, barely scratched the surface.
Oh, we have so much more to talk about.
Of, like, all this, all these moving parts.
Yeah.
There's, like, so much more to go into.
Absolutely.
There's a lot more to explore.
Oh, yeah. Like, seasonality.
Okay.
Negative keywords.
Okay.
Ad extensions.
Uh-huh.
Remarketing.
Oh, whoa.
Landing pages.
So, stay tuned, every...
Buckle up.
Because we are going to be talking about all of this.
We'll be right back.
After the break. So before we went to commercial, we were talking about keeping an eye on the competition.
Right.
And that's super important. But what about, like, things that we can't really control, like seasonal trends?
Oh, yeah. Seasonality.
Yeah.
That can really make or break a campaign if you're not, like, paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, like, if you're selling swimwear, your budget and bids.
Yeah.
they're going to look way different in June
right.
than they do in December.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
So it's like almost like you have to kind of
anticipate.
Yeah, yeah. Those like those peaks and valleys.
The ebbs and flows of yeah. like when people want things.
Right. And I mean, the article mentions like holidays,
yeah.
industry events, back to school season, all that stuff can really yeah. affect like what people are
but
serving.
It's right. not even just about like the budget, right? Like your ad copy has to like match the season
right.
or the event if you wanted to, like really resonate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like if you're having like a Black Friday sale,
right?
You got to put that front and center.
Okay, yeah. So relevance is key.
Relevance, yeah.
Okay, now something that I like always struggle with is negative keywords.
Yeah, interesting.
I know they're important, but
tell me more.
I don't know. I just have a hard time like
yeah.
putting it into practice.
Okay, so negative keywords are basically, they're the words that you don't want your ads to show up for.
Okay.
It's like putting up a filter to block all those like irrelevant searches.
Okay.
So let's say, you know, you sell like fancy coffee beans.
Okay.
You might want to like exclude searches for like instant coffee
right.
or like cheap coffee.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because yeah. you're trying to...
You're really trying to refine...
Refine, yeah.
Its audience.
And make sure you're only getting to the people who...
Yeah.
Who are actually interested.
Who actually, yeah. Otherwise, you're wasting your money on clicks that won't like turn into anything.
Right, right, yeah.
So... You know, it goes back to knowing your audience, like yeah. we talked about. You know, the better you know them and how they search, the better your negative keywords are going to be.
This is making me realize that, like, there are so many different pieces to this PPC puzzle
yeah.
that I wasn't even really aware of.
Right.
It's not just keywords and bids. Yeah, it's like yeah. you have to know your audience. You have to know your competition.
Yeah.
You have to know, like, what's happening.
And the trends.
In the world, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so... The article, it also mentions that we need to be constantly, like, testing and tweaking.
Oh, always testing.
And, like...
It's a process.
Iterating. Is that the word?
Always iterating.
Yeah, because I can see how someone would just, like, set up their campaign.
Chet it and forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just...
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best, but clearly...
But that doesn't work.
That's not going to work.
Because things change.
Yeah, because the internet...
The internet never sleeps.
Never sleeps, yeah.
No, it changes all the time.
Yeah, so what worked, like, last month...
Might not work this month.
Might not work now.
Exactly.
So we need to be okay with, like, experimenting...
Trying new things.
Analyzing the data.
Yeah.
Seeing what happened.
Making changes.
Exactly.
Okay, but how do we know what to test?
Oof, that's a good question.
Like, where do we even start?
Okay, so... First, you got to go back to your goals.
Okay. So yeah. what are we actually trying to do?
What are we trying to achieve with this?
Yeah.
And then you got to figure out, like, okay, how do we measure that?
Okay.
What are the metrics that are going to tell us if we're succeeding?
Okay.
So if your goal is, like, you want more traffic to your website,
ah.
you're going to look at things like click-through rates, like how many people are actually clicking on your ad,
mm-hmm.
and then how many people are actually, like, going to your site.
Okay.
But if your goal is more like lead generation,
okay.
you're going to be looking at like, okay, how many people are filling out that form?
Okay, so it's all about-
What were they converting?
It's about aligning what we're testing.
Yes.
With what we-
With your big picture
yeah,
goals.
Goals, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's just like so much to test.
Oh, so many things.
It's kind of overwhelming.
It can be. It can be. But, you know, just take it one step at a time,
yep.
right? You don't have to do everything at once.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe you start by, like, testing different headlines in your ads
yeah.
or, like, trying out different calls to action on your landing page.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is to, like, only change one thing at a time.
Okay.
So you know exactly what's working
okay.
and what's not.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, you're not, like, changing five things and then you're, like, oh, what made the difference? Mm. Right, right. Yeah, this is making me think about like A-B testing.
Oh, yeah.
That I've heard like marketing people talk about.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, A-B testing, that's like a superpower for PTC.
Okay.
It's like you create like two versions of something.
Right.
So like two different ads.
Okay.
Two different landing pages, even like two different bidding strategies.
Okay.
And you run them at the same time.
Okay.
And see which one does better.
And then you know.
And then you know.
It's working.
You have the data.
Okay. So it's all about being really like scientific.
Scientific marketing.
Yeah.
About
what we do.
Our PTC. Yeah.
That's what we do.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that too.
This is making me feel like less intimidated by all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, okay, we can actually.
We can figure it out.
Yeah. We can use these tools and.
The tools are there.
Yeah. And like figure it out.
Yeah. You got this. Okay. I got this. Okay. So the article also talks about ad extensions.
Oh, yeah. Ad extensions.
And like, I've seen them before.
Tell me what you've seen.
They're like those little snippets of extra information below the ad.
Uh-huh.
But I never really understood how they work.
So think of them as like little bonus features.
Okay.
To make your ads like more interesting, more informative.
Yeah.
They give you more space to like show off stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know, your phone number, website links. You can even put like customer reviews.
So it's like giving people a little
sneak peek.
Sneak peek.
Yeah.
Before they even like click on the ad.
Exactly. And there are like so many different types.
Okay.
Each one with like its own special power. Right. So like, for example, there's like site link extensions.
Okay.
And those let you add links to specific pages on your website.
Okay.
So instead of just sending everyone to like your homepage, you can like send them to like the About Us page or a specific product category.
So it's like more specific.
Unspecific, yeah.
To what they're actually searching for.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Right. And then there's call extensions.
Oh.
This is like essential if your business like relies on phone calls.
Okay.
You put your number right there in the ad.
Right.
So people can just like call you.
Super easy to get in touch.
Boom. One click. They're calling you.
I like it.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. And those are just like two examples.
Oh, wow.
There are so many more. Like, you know, you can show your address.
Yep.
You can like highlight like specific features of your product. Right. You can even like show your star rating.
Oh, wow.
From reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these ad extensions, they can be really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
For like
powerful
skills. Getting people to actually
click and convert.
Yeah, click and convert.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happens after they click?
Oh, good question.
Do we just like hope they do what we want?
No, no, no. That's where remarketing comes in.
Right?
It's all about like bringing people back who've already shown some interest.
Okay.
You know, like they visited your website, they looked at some stuff, but they didn't like buy anything.
Right.
Remarketing will like follow them around the internet a little bit.
So those ads that like follow you.
Those are the ones.
After you've looked at something.
Exactly. Yeah, that's remarketing in action.
Okay.
Yeah, and it can be super effective.
Okay.
Because, you know, these people, they've already like raised their hand.
They've shown some interest.
They've shown interest.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I might be into this.
This is making me realize that like the customer journey.
Oh.
It's not always.
It's not linear.
Linear. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I see an ad. I click. I buy.
No. Nope.
It could be like, I see an ad.
Oh.
I go to the website.
Yeah.
I leave.
Maybe you come back later.
I come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I see another ad.
Right.
And then I finally buy.
So remarketing helps you like stay top of mind throughout that whole process.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, you've got the ad,
mm-hmm.
you've got the remarketing.
Yeah.
Now we need to talk about the landing page.
The landing page. Okay, so this is where people actually end up.
This is where the magic happens.
After they've clicked.
Hopefully.
So I imagine this is.
It's important.
Pretty important.
Yeah. Your landing page, it's like the first impression of your business.
Okay.
You know, it's got to be good.
Right. So if someone clicks on an ad that's like for a specific product, they should go to a landing page that's
about that product.
That product.
Yeah. It's all about like keeping the promise
you
made in the ad.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if there's a disconnect, people are going to be confused.
Yeah.
They might even get frustrated and then they'll just leave.
Right.
You don't want that.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you got invited to a party.
Right.
And then you showed up and it was totally different.
It was a different party.
Than what you were expecting.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta.
You gotta make sure it all lines up.
Yeah, you gotta make sure everything matches.
Everything matches.
Yeah, okay, it sounds like landing page optimization.
Oh, yeah.
Is a whole other.
That's a whole other deep dive.
Yeah.
But yeah, just remember.
Okay.
Your landing page is the last step in this PPC journey.
Okay.
And it's what's gonna turn those clicks into customers.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From setting goals, doing keyword research.
Right.
Using automation, creating compelling ads,
uh-huh.
and even like crafting those landing pages.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
But hopefully now you feel like you have like
a good understanding of like the basics.
The basics, yeah.
And you can like go from there.
I feel a lot more confident.
Oh, good.
About all this PPC stuff.
Good.
But I'm sure there's still more to learn.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, because the internet's always changing.
Always changing, yeah.
But yeah, hopefully this has given everyone like a good foundation.
Yeah, a good starting point.
A good starting point, yeah.
To build from.
So keep those questions coming.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And never stop.
Testing. Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been fun.
Wow, it's amazing how much we've managed to talk about.
Yeah. It's a lot.
When it comes to PPC budgeting and bid management.
Right. And it really shows you just how much strategy goes into a good PPC campaign.
Right. It's not just like throwing money at ads and hoping for the best.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So we've talked about setting clear goals.
Right.
We talked about keyword research, using that historical data.
Yeah.
We even touched on how automation can like really.
Oh, yeah. It's a game changer.
Be a game changer.
For sure.
And we also talked about like how to target the right people.
Right. Audience.
With our ads.
Right.
The right time.
Yeah.
We talked about negative keywords, making sure we're like
filtering out.
Yeah. Those irrelevant searches.
Yeah.
And of course, we talked about like testing.
Oh, always be tested.
Iterating.
Yeah.
Making sure that what we're doing is actually working.
Right. Because things change.
Yeah.
So you got to keep up.
We also talked about ad extensions and how they can make our ads like really stand out.
Little bonuses.
Yeah, little bonuses. And then we can't forget remarketing.
Bringing people back.
Yeah, giving them a second chance.
Yeah.
And the importance of a good landing page.
Super important.
So it's like all of these pieces, they have to work together.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle.
To make a successful campaign.
Exactly.
I'm curious, like for someone who's just starting out with PPC, what would you say like is the most important thing to focus on?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
I would say you really got to understand your goals.
Okay.
What are you trying to achieve?
Okay.
Are you trying to like get your brand out there?
Okay.
You want more people to know about you? Or do you want people to like actually buy something?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So once you have that like clear vision in your head, that's going to guide everything else.
Okay. So your North Star.
Goals are like our North Star.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
And then dive deep into keyword research.
Okay.
What are people actually typing in when they're looking for stuff that you offer?
Okay.
And don't forget about that historical data.
Yeah. So look back.
Look back to move forward.
To see what's worked.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, don't be afraid to experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
Like try different versions of your ads, different landing pages, different bidding strategies.
See what sticks.
See what works.
Yeah.
Because what works for one person might not work for another. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, and then automation can also
automation
is your friend. Be super helpful.
Especially when things start getting like really complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there are so many tools out there. Like we talked about target CPA, maximize conversions.
Yeah, those can really like
those can do the heavy lifting.
Take some of that pressure off.
For sure.
It's like having a little robot assistant.
Exactly.
Doing some of that work for you.
I like that. I like that visual.
I mean, this whole deep dive has really emphasized.
It's a process.
That it's, yeah, it's an ongoing thing.
Ongoing, yeah.
It's not just.
Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
It's constantly analyzing, adapting, refining.
Keep learning.
Keep learning, yeah.
Keep testing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well said.
Thank you.
I think on that note.
Yeah.
It's probably time to wrap up.
Okay.
Our exploration of PPC budgeting and bid management.
This has been
It's been great. I feel like I've learned a lot.
Me too.
Hopefully you all listening have too.
I hope so.
And I hope you feel more confident about navigating the world of PPC advertising.
Absolutely.
But remember, the learning doesn't stop here.
Never stop learning.
Keep those questions coming.
Yeah, keep experimenting.
Keep exploring new strategies.
And keep testing.
And thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.